views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Right about time to get sophisticated with David and Philip on Transformation Talk Radio. What happens when a psychic and pragmatist join forces for a radio show? You get it straight from the sophisticated guys. David offers live intuitive readings and Philip gives practical, focused coaching. Together, they help you uncover and claim the universe's desire for your life. Give us a call at 1-800-930-2819 and figure out how to live your life in good taste with a twist. Now, let's get sophisticated with David and Philip.
Welcome to Get Sophisticated with the Sophisticated Guys.
Good
I'm Philip.
Good morning, everyone. And I'm David. And today, we are so excited to share with you the topic, uncovering the big lies that run your life. And you might not even know that it's happening. And, you know, it's really curious because living according to a big lie is just so easy. It happens all the time.
It's so easy, it's scary. This topic today actually is a little bit scary for me because this is one of the areas where I would say I'm still learning a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Because for me, I like to think that I'm a very truthful, honest, direct person.
Mm-hmm.
And when I'm interacting with people, especially with people that I'm working with, the coaching. But it's really hard for me to turn that around on myself and really realize that there are some lies that I've been telling myself for quite a while.
Yeah, and that's actually like everybody's problem. It's tough to look because we're so close to the issue, or we're so close to the problem, we're so close to the challenge that we're experiencing right now that we don't even know why, you know, why we keep experiencing these blocks, or why we keep feeling stuck, or why we keep, you know, repeating these patterns that seem self-defeating or self-sabotaging. And it's usually because of a lie, you know? So I wanted to start out the show by sharing, you know, that I'm David Zarza, and I'm the intuitive half of this pair. And what I'm going to help you do is look into your life and maybe even help you identify what that big lie is and how it's working in your life. Just to share, you know, my story, one of my big lies was that, you know, I can do it all on my own, that I don't need anyone else, you know, and that was really difficult, especially when I did need help and I couldn't ask for it, when I really needed assistance, but there was no one I could look to, you know, or I was blind to whomever was available because that big lie was clouding my perception. You know, what's your experience with your lies, Philip?
Well, so I'm Philip. I'm the pragmatic, logical half of this pairing. And so my work, I call it lifestyle strategy. And so I'm really the person that helps you to take all of the dreams and visions that you have and build a strategy that you can use in your daily life to help you get make practical steps towards getting that life and actually mm-hmm. have it be something that you can own instead of just dream about. And for me, this topic is interesting because, you know, I've mentioned on this show before that before the show, a couple of days before the show, you and I will usually have dinner or lunch and we'll sit down mm-hmm. and sort of talk about the show. And it was challenging for me to really articulate what I felt my big lie was. And my own personal experience of this and how it's manifested for me is growing up as a gay guy in the South, I developed a story that I couldn't really be fully me without some sort of risk, without some sort of opportunity to be rejected or hurt or, you know, potentially even like physically harmed. And so that lie that I couldn't actually embody myself fully because there was some sort of consequence to it has really been the big lie that I've struggled the most with.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I'm sure other people can relate to that, too.
Yeah.
Because there's, you know, society sort of works really hard to beat us down sometimes, you know? So sophistication, just so you guys know, this is Get Sophisticated with David and Philip. And sophistication to me is all about improvement, evolution, and growth. So, you know, I'm really excited to share this topic with you today. And if you're willing to be open to having a breakthrough today, you know, we'd love to help you with that. What's that word? I'm trying to summon up the courage to look deeply within yourself, you know, to look honestly into your life and see what that big lie might be. And so should we share about how many, what types of big lies do exist?
Yeah, because I think that'll help people to sort of
identify.
Like,
if it is a lie.
So how would someone know that potentially a big lie is impacting them?
Is running their life?
Yeah, that is running their life.
Mm. Well, I always say that if there's one aspect of their life where they're really suffering in, you know, that's really painful or hard or super challenging, that's a clear indicator that there's a big lie. At work.
I think if you're constantly complaining about the same thing,
mm-hmm.
so if you're constantly complaining that you can't find a relationship or mm-hmm. your career is going nowhere mm-hmm. or there's something that you're constantly being triggered by and that you're constantly sort of, it's rubbing you the wrong way. Like
yeah.
that's usually an indicator.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And what's really awesome is that when you identify it and you shift that big lie, you know, It really is true. I think it was Oprah who said this, that when you know better, you do better. Or it might have been Maya Angelou. But that's the truth, you know? So when are big lies formed? When was yours formed? Was it because you saw something? Was it because you experienced something? Or was it just because, you know, your really creative mind wanted to just keep you safe?
Well, for me, you know, growing up in Alabama, as a young kid in the early 80s, what was ingrained in me at that age, even though I wasn't necessarily aware of what being gay was, or, you know, I hadn't necessarily identified as gay. But in the news at that time, it was at the height of the AIDS outbreak. And so the fear and the shaming that was going on and sort of which was amplified in the South because there weren't big gay populations. And so families didn't have as much of a personal connection to that. And so just the messaging that I heard around it as I did get older and started to actually identify as gay, that's where it was easy to create that lie
mm-hmm.
that because of this, I need to hide it or mm-hmm. this could lead to something that could, you know, be really bad, mm-hmm. you know, for me. Mm-hmm. So mine formed really early. And I
yeah.
think probably most people's do.
Yeah, mine too. I have this one that I share often. It's my first one. The first one that I ever overcame, and it was that I was unlovable. You know, I tell this story often because it just so clearly points out what our young, you know, childlike minds do. So I was about like 3 years old. I still have this memory so clearly. And I was playing with this older kid in my neighborhood, and this was in Mexico, and he was about just 2 years older, right? And we were playing outside by the gate, and I could see that there was this truck with these two guys, and they kept stopping at every house, picking up these bags and throwing them into the truck. And I was like, what's going on? And I asked him, you know, what are they doing? And he said, well, when kids are bad, you know, their parents put them in bags so that these guys will take them away.
This is one of the saddest stories I've ever heard.
And then I was like, oh, my God, because I realized that I was really a punky kid. I would like annoy my sister. I would bother my parents. And I was like, oh, my God, I'm one of those bad kids. So from that day, like I told myself, do everything right. Because I didn't want to be put in a bag and taken away by these guys.
Or have a pair of scissors with you. I mean, that's really, that'd be what I would be stashing away somewhere.
To this day, changing the garbage
are
is very
you
traumatic.
Serious?
No, seriously.
Unbelievable.
And
wow.
And it was kind of traumatic. It totally was.
Just a little.
But because of that, you know, I didn't trust my parents. And even when they would say I love you, or even when relatives would say I love you, or even when family members would say I love you, I was like, no, if I do something wrong, you're going to put me in a bag and they're going to take me away.
But see, what I love about this story is that even though, like, as an adult, you can look back at that and think, oh, you know, being a kid and not realizing that was so absurd and that this would never happen.
Yeah.
Even though you can connect to that part of it and say that's absurd.
Yeah.
What you made be true as a result,
yeah.
it's really hard to look at that with the same sort of objective eye and mm-hmm. say, well, of course you can trust your parents. And of course, you know, you can make mistakes and still be loved. Yeah. Like, it's harder to do that because you make it
as
be...
As a kid. Because it's all about you.
Yeah. You make it just be fact.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And so it wasn't until, you know, failed relationship after failed relationship in my early 20s, where the moment, you know, whoever I was with would tell me that they loved me, I would immediately end it like that day, just harshly, just cleanly, just quickly. I realized that there was a problem. You know, there's something going on. And I actually ran into the work of this woman, Debbie Ford, who's become one of my most favorite mentors, that I was able to uncover that big lie. That the lie that was operating in me that made me run the moment somebody shared that they loved me was that I felt unlovable. It was that I believed I was unlovable. And today, we're going to show you how to undo your big lies. Well, first, you know, stick around, because when we come back, I'm going to help you. We're going to help you to clarify how to reveal those big lies, how to find them, and what to do about them. So, opening up the phone lines, if you have any questions, if you want to be, you know, courageous and bold and want to have a breakthrough, and you want to uncover your own big lie, give us a call at 800-930-2819. And this is David and Philip on Get Sophisticated.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News talk show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic Coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host@transformationtalkradio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to lightbearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Are you ready for all the abundance you can imagine? Lynn Brown's Abundance Through Energy workshop on August 8th will bridge the perceived gap between the material world of money and the world of energy. You will experience live readings about abundance, get to play with and see energy for yourself, and enjoy sample healing from local wellness professionals. You will literally walk away with tools you can use in both the energetic and material world when it comes to money. Register now at ruintuit.com or call 844-BINTOIT.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Would I lie to you?
Welcome back to Get Sophisticated with Sophisticated Guys. I'm Philip.
Welcome back, and this is David.
So we are talking about big lies today. If you're just tuning in, basically, David, why don't you tell people a short definition of what a big lie is?
Sure. The big lie is sort of like a deep-rooted program within you that's running within your human operating system that causes you to behave, believe, and think in ways that are not productive towards the direction that you want your life to head.
Right.
You know, and often it affects your career life, your love life, your physical health and fitness. You know, that's why I shared earlier that if there's an area in your life where you're suffering or it's not in the shape that you would prefer it to be, there is likely a big lie running a story in that area.
Right. And so we shared some personal stories at the beginning of the show. Mm-hmm. But I think what's important for me, I think for the people that are listening, is to realize that it's sort of a multi-step process mm-hmm. in being able to get to where you said, like, I realized I wasn't lovable. Mm-hmm. Like, that's a little bit deeper.
Yeah.
So usually the big lie is something that we tell ourselves is true.
Yeah.
So an example might be, you know, I can't do what I really want to do for work because there's no way to make money at it.
Exactly. That's a really popular one.
Yeah. And so that would be the big lie. Mm-hmm. Underneath that big lie is something that you've sort of made that mean about you.
Yeah.
And that's where you can really start to do the work, is sort of realizing what you've internalized about that story mm-hmm. and why you've sort of clung to that big lie.
Yeah. And I don't want to scare everybody, you know, listening with the topic, because yes, it's kind of heavy duty. And yes, it is transformational when, you know, you get led from the process of believing and living your big lie towards your new truth. But just know that beyond that, beyond the big lie is an awesome life, you know, is freedom. And that's the whole point around exploring what big lies might be running your life, because you want to be free. You want to live less fear. You want to live more fearlessly. And I'm going to give out the phone number again in case anybody would like to call, you know, to get some coaching or to get a reading or to get some help uncovering their big lie. It's 800-930-2819. And how do you help people reveal the lies, Philip? Do you have a process?
I think for me, the process is really listening to what people are saying. Mm-hmm. So in terms of a coaching situation, it's easy to hear when someone is really sticking to their big lie, because mm-hmm. there's tons of resistance if you question them on it.
Yeah.
So if someone is saying, you know, it's just not that simple, it's just not that easy.
Mm-hmm.
Or you don't understand. Like, mm-hmm. those are things that for me are sort of like, mm-hmm. okay, we're getting close to this this place where there's something that they've just made be so true.
Yeah. Or it's the place that they complain most about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what's funny is that it feels so true to them that it's almost like trying to convince them that the sky is green.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so much of a pushback on it.
It's such a core belief, a deep-rooted program that's been running probably for years, you know, but maybe not, because some of them do get created in adulthood. Like when I became a psychic, and you saw me go through this, mm-hmm. I believed I was superhuman. I believed I could do it all. And so what I would do is I would have session after session, day after day, and do fairs and everything. So it was like I was working more than 40 hours a week, just nonstop, until I got sick, you know, repeatedly sick. And it was nothing like super major, but it just made me stumble. It made me stop. It made me, you know, cease that level of intensity that I was going at. Because I wasn't superhuman. You know, I am a person and I couldn't do it all the time.
Right. And I think what you're actually touching on there is sort of a big lie that exists just within corporate America mm-hmm. in that, you know, you have to work at least 40 hours in mm-hmm. order to make a living. You mm-hmm. have to go above and beyond. The only way to be successful and to have any sort of payoff or get any sort of, you know, to be seen as sort of an expert in your field is to really work hard.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting that even as a psychic, which is not a traditional, you know, 9-to-5 job, like it was really easy for you to fall into that story.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Because I felt like I could. And because I felt like I could, I did.
Right.
Or I tried. Yeah. And so now I don't do that anymore. Now I have better balance, you know. So here's my process, just so, you know, for you guys listening. And if you want to do this on your own, find the place where you're suffering. You know, is it that you don't have a loving relationship currently? Or is it that you are not living a purposeful work life filled with self-expression? You know, is it that your relationship with your children or your family is not healthy or whole? Wherever you're suffering, notice what's happening. You know, see what's happening with really honest eyes. Number two, articulate it. You know, be very honest about what's going on. You know, like for instance, if you keep getting into fights with one of your children, or if you're that child and you keep fighting with one of your parents, you know, stop and be really honest. Are you really fighting about that thing that you're fighting about? Or is there something else operating behind that? You know, so number two, articulate the issue. Be very honest. Number three, retrace where this current incarnation of that issue may have first began. And I can promise you that you will find the place. Like when I started investigating why I kept running and cutting off relationships the moment I heard the words, "I love you, David," I retraced it. I retraced it to that moment when I told myself, "Oh my God, David, you are unlovable. And your parents will one day put you in a bag and you get lugged away by these guys in the truck." And the fourth step is really exciting, because that's when you articulate your new truth.
So I love this sort of, I love when something really complicated can be put into like four steps. And I think for me, number one, the one thing I would add to that is that sometimes you're not even aware that you are suffering.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes a big lie can actually, on the surface, seem like it's working for
you. Oh, yeah. For a while.
You know, what popped into my head when you said that is, you know, in working with business people,
mm-hmm.
One person in particular popped in my head that they just continually, nonstop, 120% never let up, to the point of what you were talking about earlier, where it was just exhaustion,
yeah.
Sickness,
you got sick.
Near collapse from sort mm-hmm. of the amount of effort, and really didn't have a lot to show for that effort.
Mm-hmm.
You know, had contracts that were being lost and bank accounts that were lower than they wanted and mm-hmm. lots of sort of peripheral things that they weren't really focusing on,
yeah.
But they felt like they were successful.
I think I remember this client.
Yeah.
And
but,
we helped them articulate
the
truth.
Because the big lie ended up being that they really had this belief that no matter what they did or how hard they worked, there just wouldn't be enough.
Yeah. No and matter was, how yeah. hard I try, there will never be enough.
Yeah.
That's a huge one.
Yeah. And so some, like, they weren't necessarily aware that they were suffering
mm-hmm.
because they felt like they were getting accolades mm-hmm. and they were respected mm-hmm. and they were seen as a hard worker mm-hmm. and achiever.
Mm-hmm.
But once they sort of uncovered that lie, then the world opened up to them and they were actually able to achieve some sort of balance within their life and start to have success.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's just a good clarifier as people are listening that, you know, sometimes you're not necessarily in the throes of despair over
mm-hmm,
this,
mm-hmm.
but it's still this operational thing underneath the surface that's yeah. really governing you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's that place where it isn't quite where you want it to be, you know? We're going to take another break. But before we do, when we come back, I'm going to share with you the number one behavior when a lie is running your life. And here's the number again, in case you'd like to call, 800-930-2819. This is David and Philip, the Sophisticated Guys.
Tune in to
Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Want to improve your spiritual connection? Connect with a loved one in the spirit world. Develop your spiritual gifts? Call respected, recognized, gifted intuitive, medium, and spiritual teacher Jennifer Farmer to schedule your transformative in-depth reading. These powerful sessions offer healing insights from the spirit world and personal guidance for all areas of your life. Call Jennifer at 727-324-9668. That's 727-324-9668 and visit jenniferfarmer.com.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Strella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Strella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
Loving the music today so much. Welcome back to Get Sophisticated with the Sophisticated Guys. I'm Philip.
This is David.
And today we're talking about the big lie.
Uh-huh.
Wanted to give some information out before we sort of jump into taking some callers how you can find out more about us and some stuff that we have going on.
Mm-hmm.
So social media, you can find us on Facebook at Get Sophisticated. We're on Twitter at Sophisticated. And our website is GetSophisticated.com. And on that website, there are pages that are for Sophisticated Psychic and Sophisticated Coach that link out to our individual web pages. So that's the best way to sort of keep in touch with us and to see what's going on. We'll do contests through social media. We share a lot of interesting articles, things that we've both written.
Yes.
We have an active blog on the website as well. So
yeah, and also whoever calls in today, I'm going to send you a free ebook of my first book.
Yeah. So
I'm excited about that.
And so with the callers, I just wanted to say, so you know, sometimes we do have topics that are a little bit deep and touchy. So if you want to call in, but you're a little bit nervous, you can always make up a name. You can be Sally. You could be Sue. It doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
And the other thing, too, is we get a lot of feedback after the show from people who say that listening to the show and the people who called in actually helped them, you know, not called in to start to think about things and uncover things. And so we really appreciate the callers because taking that risk and being bold and being willing to share, it actually does have a ripple effect. And the people who listen to the show through the archives and the replays and through syndication, they actually get to sort of experience what it's like to, you know, have the call and be able to interact with us. So so the phone number, if you do want to call in, 1-800-930-2819. And David, why don't you talk a little bit about the program that we have coming up?
Oh my gosh,
I'm so
excited.
And how people can find out information about it.
Yeah, so Uncovering a Big Lie is one of the pieces that we'll be dealing with during the Your Extraordinary Life program. It's a 6-month program where it'll be coaching through webinars, but also live calls. And it begins in October. There's an early bird special of only $400 if you sign up before August 15th. And you can go sign up at www.getsophisticated.com/life2015. That's LIFE 2015. And there's details there. You can even download the flyer and read up about it or send us an email and sign up to reserve your spot.
And I'm super excited about this. When we sat down and talked about how we wanted to collaborate with each other and what sort of next event we wanted to put on. What I really love about how we're structuring this is it kicks off in October and we're really doing 3 months of helping you to get rid of some of the baggage and some of the stuff that's holding you back mm-hmm. and create a space where you can really be clear going into 2015 about what you want to create next year.
Exactly. To be more purposeful.
Yeah. And then there's an additional 3 months of support within 2015 mm-hmm. where we're actually going to use tools from a new product that we have launching next year.
It's a Living Journey card deck.
Yeah. And so we're actually using some of the concepts from that card deck and we'll be covering the big broad topic. And then at the end of the coaching series, the people who participate will actually get their own copy of the card deck so mm-hmm. that they can continue the work on their own.
Yes.
Yeah.
So exciting.
Card deck is a labor of love. It's been, a lot of us figuring out how we best collaborate with each other. And David sort of doing downloads from his brain
it's
and content
big,
and me using the
project.
Editorial eye. And so we're really excited about that. So again, if you want to find out more about that, go to our website, getsophisticated.com/life2015. All the information is there. There's a flyer that people can download mm-hmm. so that they can get all the information. And again, there's early bird registration that runs through August 15th.
Yes, so, August 15th.
So that is a good time to, get some savings on that.
Yeah. So before we get to the number one behavior when a lie is running your life, how about we just take a caller?
Yeah.
Benny, who is available there for us?
Sure. We'll head out to Redmond. We have Noreen joining us.
Welcome, Noreen. How can we help you?
Hello. Thank you so much for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Thank you for calling in.
What's that?
Tell us the issue.
I think I know what my big lie is, and I think it's the fact that I don't deserve, not worthy, self-esteem, that kind of thing.
Mm. Wait, is it about self-esteem?
Well.
Or actually, let me ask you a different question. What part of your life are you experiencing the most problems in? Or it's not in the shape that you want to be in?
Finances.
Okay. Is it that there's not enough? Or you spend too much?
Not enough.
Okay. And would you say that you make enough to be able to live okay?
Paycheck to paycheck.
Okay.
And so, Noreen, do you think that this is something that is consistent across the board? Is there an area in your life where you feel like, well, I do feel like I have what I want and that I'm worthy of this? Or is this something that sort of across the board, you just feel like you're not able to get traction?
I feel like it's across the board.
Yeah. I'll tell you what I'm sensing, Noreen. I'm actually sensing that part of what you're experiencing right now, that this lie, feels actually inherited. Like, to me, it actually feels like it might have come from father.
Yeah.
You know, and it also feels like it's less of an issue of self-worth and more that you need to suffer and live a painful life full of anxiety and stress.
Mm.
You know, and so that makes me think that. I want to ask you, do you love yourself?
Not like I should.
Yeah. Yeah. And what's the number one most hurtful way, you do hurt yourself?
probably.
Is it not getting enough sleep, not eating the right foods, not taking the right breaks, you know, or time
No,
off?
I pretty much have gotten to that point. I don't do it like I should. There are still things that I need to improve on, but I'm very conscious of that.
Yeah.
But it has more to do with relationships.
Okay. So that's where we need to look. How is it that you are the least loving around relationships to you?
I'm a people pleaser.
Bingo. You got it. You know, knowing that that's the cause, that you're trying to please other people, is a huge step, because now you're closer. Now you're closer to reaching your new truth.
Yeah. So, Noreen, what do you make that mean? So if you were going to complete the sentence, if I don't please people, then what?
Like, then what? I'm going to be rejected.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
So, mm-hmm. So that's your big lie,
mm-hmm.
that if you aren't pleasing to people, if you don't make people happy, then they're going to reject you.
Yeah. And then you end up rejecting yourself by not loving yourself,
right.
You know, and by not listening to your own inner voice when you want to speak up or when you want to share something honestly. So guess what? That little laugh.
Love the nervous laugh.
That little laugh. It's actually a shadow laugh. So do you want to have a breakthrough, Noreen?
Yes.
Okay. So the next instance where you feel that familiar feeling of I'm trying to people please, guess what I want you to do?
Okay.
No, guess what I want you to do?
say no.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. I want you to do it, and I want you to try it out, because if you don't take a risk, nothing's going to change. So the next opportunity, because here's how the universe works. The moment you say you want something, the universe will test you, and it will bring up an instance for you to be able to say no or continue with the people pleasing.
Okay.
Are you ready for that?
I think so.
Because you are lovely, Noreen. You know, you deserve to have more than enough. You really do. And you just have to show yourself how much you love yourself by speaking up, by saying no when you want to, when you need to.
Okay.
And so here's what I'd like you to do. You're going to have this experience where you're going to have to say no, or when you're going to want to say no. And I want you to call us back and report to us how you feel afterwards.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
Alrighty,
I will
Noreen.
Do that.
Yeah. And send me an email, david@davidzarza.com, if you'd like some more help with that. Okay?
Okay.
All righty. Have a great day.
Yeah. What I love about that is, I mean, that just shows sort of how, if you're willing to actually dive into it, it is actually pretty fast to get to this. Work actually comes in sort of, for your four steps. I mean, mm-hmm. step one and step two, we got her to step three,
mm-hmm.
which now she just really needs to sort of become comfortable with this and start to figure out where did this originate and how can I start to undo it.
Absolutely.
And so, but it's interesting, I think, with that caller that, you know, it started with like money.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's fairly common. Like mm-hmm. we try to deflect into like.
The universe reaches yeah. you in the place where you will experience the most pain.
Yeah.
Where it will hit you the hardest to get your attention. But sometimes that is not the place that you actually have to look at.
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's share the number one behavior when a lie is running your life. Are you ready?
I'm on the edge of my seat.
It's when you blame other people or another person for you not having what you want. It's because of them that I'm not experiencing, you know, the relationship that I want. It's because of them that I'm not, you know, having the job that I love. It's because of them that I don't have enough money, or it's because of them that fill in the blank.
Yeah. Or even blaming another circumstance. It's mm-hmm. that it's the refusal to take ownership. So mm-hmm. I can't do that because I'm too fat, or I can't do that because I don't have the degree, or I can't do that because I didn't come from that sort of upbringing.
Or I don't have the right wardrobe.
Yeah.
You know?
So it's that outward finger pointing towards something
exactly,
else
exactly,
and not owning it internally.
Yeah, that is the number one behavior.
Yeah, and, I mean, who has not done that at least once in today.
Exactly. So we still have some callers. And how about we take another call, Benny, before a break?
We'd love to do that. Marie calling in from Seattle.
Hello, Marie. How are you?
Hey, Marie.
Hi. I'm great. Thanks. I'm listening to the last call. And so I thought I had it all figured out that mine was the lack of money as well. Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm really experiencing.
Yeah.
And so I thought I had it figured out, and that was my big lie. And then I was going to ask, you know, what do you do once you've uncovered what it is?
Okay. So, let's just answer your question, okay? And then if you want some specific coaching, like, about you, we can do that too. But once you've uncovered the big lie, once you've stated it, like, I am unlovable, or no matter how hard I work, there's never enough, or I don't deserve to have the life that I want. Once you've really articulated it, and you know you've articulated it, when you say it, it makes you cringe a little, or it makes you uncomfortable. That's when you know you've got the big lie. What you do with it then is you find out where it may have originated from.
Okay.
Like trace it back. Go back to the earliest memories of when that was first true, or you made it be true. And once you're there, you can understand that it was probably a child version of you. It was a younger version of you. You know, how old were you? And when you find out how old you were then, you can confidently say, oh my gosh, it's my 11-year-old who's running my life right now. I'm not going to my job. I'm not living my life. It's my 11-year-old. Mm-hmm. And once you understand that, you can sort of see that you have a more experienced perspective now as an adult, so that the 11-year-old doesn't have to keep running your life. And to give them a break, to let them go, so that you, the more experienced, wiser one, will now take over running your life. You do that by articulating your new truth. And it is often the opposite of that big lie. Like for instance, for mine, I am unlovable. I shifted it to, I am absolutely lovable and likable in every single way. Like that became my new truth. That became my new truth. And so I posted it everywhere. You know, on my mirrors, in my car, on my lamp, you know, so I saw it as the last thing that I went to sleep and the first thing that I saw when I wake up, because I made this new truth something that me, my wiser adult self, articulated.
Okay.
And then that's how you should.
So if I am saying that really, and I do work hard, and if I, no matter how hard I work, I'll just never have enough.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what? Let's give you some specific coaching when we come back from the break. So hold on. We're going to come back to you, Marie. But if anybody else would like to call, please feel free. 800-930-2819. This is David and Philip on Get Sophisticated.
Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host@transformationtalkradio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
The Read of a Lifetime. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis overflows with new vital revelations to enlighten your mind and transform your world. Learn to supercharge your aura with rainbow-colored radiance and magnetize your heart's highest desires. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura. It will change how you see yourself. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis. Order it today at davidclewisbook.org.
Do you seek direction in the world of cares? Countess Starella, the amazing clairvoyant, can help you. Love and romance are her specialties as she tunes in to your life. Is this your soulmate? Ask Countess Starella direct. Born in New Orleans, Starella is a lifelong naturally gifted mystical lady with an incredible ability to see the future for you. Starella has been featured on many international television channels and for years had her own show in Japan. Her European TV credits include a series of two-hour specials for Network TV3 in Ireland. Countess Starella is currently featured here on Transformation Talk Radio in a weekly show, Psychic World, each Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern. You can consult Countess Starella personally on the brilliant website of Aranum.com. Just search for Countess Starella. There you can speak direct with the wonderfully gifted mystical lady herself, the amazing Countess Starella, on Aranum.com. That's Aranum.com.
Welcome back to Get Sophisticated with Sophisticated Guys. I'm Philip, and we're talking about the big lie today, and we took a break right in the middle of the phone call, so we'll get back to Marie in just a moment. Before we do, I just want to mention again the getsophisticated.com/life2015. Go check that out. That's a great place to read about the program that we have kicking off in October, find all the links to register and get signed up for that, and It's just a great place to, if you're interested in today's show, And you want to dive even deeper than we're able to in an hour, like that's the way to do it. So
yeah, and you'll get like personalized one-on-one help in moving forward.
Yeah. So Benny, why don't we bring Marie back? And then before we dive back in, I just want to talk a little bit about this. You know, we've had a theme pop up, and I think when this happens with the show, it's something we should highlight. So A lot of times, as David mentioned, the universe will try to get our attention by sort of tightening the screws a little bit in an area where we can't ignore. And In our current society, it's really hard to ignore financial issues And money issues. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of times that will be the place where
we can hit hard.
Yeah. And so it'll be highlighted there. And I think it's something that I just hear so much. Mm-hmm. And it can range from a fear of being more successful than your parents and what that might mean, or a fear of being of losing people because you attain success or you have more money than your friends, and so your friends start to, you know, judge you. There's so many things that can be related to this fear Around money. Mm-hmm. And so I just wanted to highlight that. So so why don't we jump back in? Marie, are you still with us?
Yes. Thanks.
Hey there, Marie.
So during the break, you know, did you have any insights or things that, you know, popped up as you were hanging out waiting or?
Well, the only thing that I was just, I was thinking about, like, how far back this feeling went, as far as like knowing how hard that I work and that there just doesn't seem to be enough. I'm not sure, you know, when or if it matters, like when the message started to come through. Mm-hmm. I just kind of looked at like my childhood, and I know that, you know, my parents worked very, very hard, but none of my siblings have the same issue that I do about money.
Yeah. Can I ask you a question, Marie? Are you the eldest?
Yeah. Youngest.
Oh, you're the youngest. Got it. I felt that you were on one of the ends.
Okay.
Let me see. So where would you like to go with this? Would you like to articulate a new truth, something that will make you shift
Absolutely.
Your life? Okay.
Absolutely.
So if the big lie is that no matter how hard I try, there's never enough, what might a new truth be for you that when you say it, it charges you up and feels even more real than that lie?
Well, to be honest, I mean, it's the opposite is not true because I don't have enough. I mean, I just live, you know, kind of within my means.
Mm-hmm.
you know, I'm kind of stuck. I'm sorry.
Okay. Okay. Then let's start really close in. Just the next step forward.
Okay.
You're not homeless. Is that right?
Nope.
You have enough to eat.
Yes.
You got shelter.
Mm-hmm.
And can you socialize, you know, sometimes by going out, grabbing a bite to eat out?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay. So maybe close yeah. in is, you know, I am fine right now. And it's getting even better.
Okay.
Could you start there?
Yeah, and I think too, this structure of a big lie, and we mentioned it earlier in the show as well. There are really two things going on here. So it's, I have to work hard. That's one. And there isn't enough. There's I can't achieve sort of financial abundance. And so this one's a little bit tricky to unravel because you actually have to start letting go of one side of it first. And so what's usually easiest is sort of where Dave is going. It's that I work hard and I'm compensated well for it. And so if you can start to make that shift so that the universe can then start to support you in that you get an unexpected raise or you get a bonus you weren't expecting mm-hmm. or you get a new job offer, then once
That sounds good.
Yeah, exactly. So once that happens, then you can look at the front part and say, okay, well, it's been proven to me that I can change my reality and that I'm actually the one that's sort of driving this car. So now I'm really going to play with this and have fun. And so now I'm going to say, I don't have to kill myself working super hard to be compensated well. I can be compensated well and still have leisure and have balance and have, you know, love what I'm doing and not feel stressed and overwhelmed by it. And so this one's a little bit tricky. And I think sometimes this happens where it's two things that are operating together as mm-hmm. sort of one sentence. But mm-hmm. if you can break it apart, then it's a little bit easier to tackle it. So I would say start there. Is just to, you know, letting go of being a hard worker is challenging because mm-hmm. it's so part of our culture.
It is.
you know, so that's a little bit harder. So,
here's what I'd like you to do, Marie. Formulate your new truth and then send it to us, to David at davidsarza.com, and we'll hold the intention for you.
Wonderful.
You know, but sit with it and let the new truth come to you. And it should be something, again, that charges you up. And that you feel that you can back it up.
Good. Awesome.
Alrighty.
Oh, this is very helpful. Yeah. You
awesome.
Bet. Thanks so
Thank
much.
You, Marie.
Thank you, Marie. And give us a call to update us.
So again, I just want to give out some information really quickly before we wrap up the show about how you can find us. So Facebook, we're Get Sophisticated. Twitter is Sophisticated. Go to our website, getsophisticated.com. There's lots of information there. Be sure to check out the Life 2015, which is our new program that's launching in mm-hmm. October. We'll be back in 2 weeks with a very special guest.
Oh, yes. It's going to be Kelly Kossow of the Ford Institute,
yes.
Debbie Ford's Institute. Before she passed away, she nominated her as her successor. And she's going to be coming in and talking about our shadow.
Yeah, so that'll be a super exciting show. So make sure to tune in for that one. Mm-hmm. And you can go to any of the information I gave earlier, the website or social media, to find out the exact date and time for that. So.
Yeah.
So, again, we want to help you to uncover your big lie. So if you weren't able to call in today and you wanted to, you can always send us an email or reach out to us through Facebook, and we can help you. And
I'm sorry we didn't get to our last caller, but if you can, send us an email, david@davidsarza.com or radio@getsophisticated.com, and we can provide some coaching and help through there.
Yeah. So we'll see you the next time that we're on the air.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Get Sophisticated with David and Philip on Transformation Talk Radio. This dynamic duo helps you uncover what the universe intends for you and create a plan to make it a reality with topics that enhance your living journey, tips to live your best life possible. Listen in and call for some sophisticated guidance and live your life in good taste with a twist. See you again real soon. Visit GetSophisticated.com. That's GetSophisticated.com.
and call 206-420-8660. That's 206-420-8660.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo. Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host@transformationtalkradio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the ascended master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to light bearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Are you ready for all the abundance you can imagine? Lynn Brown's Abundance Through Energy workshop on August 8th will bridge the perceived gap between the material world of money and the world of energy. You will experience live readings about abundance, get to play with and see energy for yourself, and enjoy sample healing from local wellness professionals. You will literally walk away with tools you can use in both the energetic and material world when it comes to money. Register now at ruintuit.com or call 844-BINTOIT.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.